Whether you're looking for answers to specific life questions or seeking to become the best version of you possible, welcome to the Mental Breakdown and Psych Reg podcast, where we offer insight, information, and strategies based upon research and years of practice as clinical psychologists. So sit back, have a listen, and get connected with our hosts, Dr. Bernie Wilkinson and Dr. Richard Marshall. Welcome back. Richard, I really like the topic that we're going to talk about in this podcast because it's something that I often talk to my patients about.
Do you?
Yeah, I do. Because it's, you know, the idea of how we challenge ourselves, how we challenge what we find or what we think to be truths, what we think to be correct. I really like the idea of pushing ourselves and challenging ourselves in that way.
Well, that's why I was a little bit surprised, because this is a sensitive topic mm-hmm. to introduce with patients,
right?
Many of whom might be emotionally fragile to begin with, mm-hmm. and if as we bring this topic up with them, you have to do it at the right time,
right?
Certainly, and in the right way.
Yeah.
That's why I was a little bit surprised, but yes, it is something that we need to discuss with them,
right?
Because it either somebody is doing it to them, mm-hmm. or they're doing it to
right.
somebody else. So
right.
it is important.
Right? So the article is called "The Most Powerful Way to Learn Is Not What You Think," and at first I was like, oh, you know, this is going to be one of those articles.
Right.
But as we kind of got into it, I really liked the idea of working to prove yourself wrong.
You know where this comes up? In college, especially in graduate school,
mm-hmm.
when we talk about theories,
right?
The idea that a theory has to be disproved, mm-hmm. it has to be disprovable,
right?
Okay, we want to prove that it's wrong, and I never really understood what that meant,
right?
But we do it in every class. Mm-hmm. We talk about theory, and you have to, and I never quite appreciated it,
right?
This puts it in a much clearer perspective.
Right.
This article does.
Right. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. So the idea is that, you know, we think that we know things. You know,
we assume that we know. Right.
We assume that we know things, and what this author is talking about is the idea that when we challenge ourselves, when we seek to prove ourselves wrong,
mm-hmm.
is really what enhances learning.
That's
it
right.
It really helps us learn this subject matter more.
And. There are some things we don't have to question anymore.
Right.
Last week or 2 weeks ago, we talked about facts.
Right.
Okay.
The alternative facts.
Alternative facts. Mm-hmm. Facts and alternative facts. And there are certain things that are simply facts.
Right.
The world is round. Mm-hmm. Gravity exists. Okay.
Right.
There's certain things that we know exist. And there's no point in arguing about them.
Mm-hmm.
But in this, we're talking about all those other areas of life where we might be wrong,
right?
Okay, where there is some room
mm-hmm.
to be wrong,
right?
Okay,
well, I think that, and you know, even pushing this further, I think that there are examples where we have these known facts,
right?
Where we yet challenge those.
We can challenge.
Can we create a scenario where gravity doesn't exist?
Right.
Yes,
right.
We can.
Yep.
And unless you think and challenge yourself to press those boundaries,
mm-hmm.
we would not understand gravity the way that we do,
right?
Because we wouldn't have tried to find circumstances that disprove that theory,
right? And it's not so much that it's false as it is incomplete,
right?
You know, what the experiments allow us to do is to add to our understanding, because
right.
our understanding is incomplete,
right?
Okay,
yeah, and so it's. We talked a couple weeks ago about cognitive behavioral therapy.
Right.
And one of the things that we do in cognitive behavioral therapy, especially when we think about depression and anxiety and those kinds
mm-hmm.
of things, is we're working to deal with automatic thoughts. We're working
right.
to deal with, you know, incomplete or false beliefs
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
and cognitive distortions and those kinds of things. And this is basically... It works us in that direction, or this is part of the theory or part of the basis of cognitive behavioral therapy, is that you have these beliefs
right.
at the times that you're depressed. Things are never going to get any better. It's always my fault.
I'm
I can
a
never
failure.
Do anything
right.
wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, those kinds of things. And so those are things that we believe. And so what cognitive behavioral therapy does is exactly what this is talking about, which is let's identify situations to disprove those beliefs.
Right.
And if we can, if those beliefs aren't true, then we can begin to shift our perspective and our thoughts about ourselves, and it helps to improve our mood.
Right, right. Yeah, we have to be able to disprove what we're thinking. We have to think that we might, and we have to at least consider the possibility that we're wrong.
Right.
Okay, about some of our beliefs. Right. We're really talking about beliefs here more than facts.
Right.
We don't have to question our understanding of gravity. We don't have to question our understanding that the Earth is a sphere. But anything that moves down that spectrum in the direction of belief, we have to at least consider the possibility that our belief is either wrong or it's incomplete.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so this really applies to many different things. General beliefs about the world, about politics, about religion, about relationships. Mm-hmm. And when we think that we know something so well that we stop challenging ourselves with it, that's when we start to really get into some sticky situations.
Right. Yeah, that's why I find it so troublesome that people argue about climate change the way they do, as though it either is changing or it isn't changing. You know, that they have to be mutually exclusive.
Right.
We know enough about climate change to know that something's happening.
Right.
Okay. So rather than saying it's not, let's add to our understanding. And to add to our understanding, we do science.
Right.
But you have to believe the science.
Right.
Okay. Even if you disprove it later, at least you're moving in the right direction.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
But to argue that it does or doesn't exist is to end all discussion and all study.
But even when it's disproven through science.
Through science, right.
And I'm thinking...
And it leads to a new direction.
Right.
Okay, let's say it's not changed. Well, then we've learned something else, and we pursue that line of research.
And I'm thinking, too, about, like, relationships. You know, when we...
Right.
You know, the fatal nail... In the coffin of a relationship is when you begin to assume or take the relationship for granted.
Right. Yeah.
Because you think, okay, there's, you know, that this relationship's never going to go anywhere. It's never going to be a problem. So I can say or do or believe or think whatever I want to. And he or she is going to stay with me. And, you know, we start to have those assumptions. And that's when we start to get into problems. We don't seek to challenge... or accept the fact that those assumptions could be wrong.
That's right.
And so it becomes very problematic.
Right. That this is going to go on, that I just assume this is going to go on forever.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And the other thing about relationships is when one or the other partner is convinced that he or she is not wrong.
Right.
You know, we have to, in a relationship, we have to at least entertain the possibility that we might be wrong about something.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, we've talked about some of this before, but you're absolutely right. If we get into a discussion about something, this happens to us sometimes. We'll get into a discussion about something. You will be convinced that you're right, and I will know that you're not. I shouldn't say it that way. But we'll get into these discussions, and we both have our own perspectives. And there's a picture, a cartoon that I've seen that's so, like, perfect for this. And it has two characters standing facing each other.
Mm-hmm.
And in between them is a number. From one perspective, it's a 9. And from the other's perspective, it's a 6.
Right.
Now, this guy's saying it's a 6. This guy's saying it's a 9. And the caption, of course, says that just because we don't agree doesn't mean we're both wrong. Doesn't mean that either of us is wrong.
Right.
And,
right.
You know... There are two perspectives to things. And so you're absolutely right. In relationships, we have to be able to admit or at least consider or entertain the idea that we could be wrong.
That's right. When we're caught in our own web of thinking and we think it through and we say, no, I'm absolutely right about this, there is a possibility that you might be wrong.
Right.
And you have to also consider that other possibility.
Right.
That's what Richard Feynman, you know, this one, I love Richard Feynman. He was a physicist. He died some years ago. And that's what he said about science, is we have to consider the possibility that we're wrong.
Right. Yeah. And in many ways, we call this critical thinking.
Right. Right.
With critical thinking, what we're doing is we're challenging ourselves. We're challenging our beliefs. Mm-hmm. We are looking for those, the word just went out of my mind of what I was trying to think, the word that we use in research, to characterize non-examples of this thing that we believe. So if we believe that something about the relationship or something mm-hmm. that we're talking about, we need to seek non-examples
right.
of those things.
Right.
Because if we can identify non-examples, then that shifts and adjusts everything that we're thinking
mm-hmm.
about.
Mm-hmm. I mean, imagine how healthy it would be in a relationship rather than each partner arguing, looking at the 6 and the 9 and arguing
right.
that they're both right. For one of them to say, am I wrong about this?
Right.
You just ask the question. Am I missing something?
Right.
Am I wrong about this? So that the other partner can say, well, from my perspective,
mm-hmm.
yes.
Yeah.
Not that you're wrong, but yes, from my perspective,
right.
consider this.
Right.
Now,
yeah.
What a much healthier relationship you'd have.
Absolutely.
Or for somebody to say, yeah, you are. Yeah, yes, you're wrong. I do love you.
Mm-hmm.
Imagine hearing that.
Right.
You know,
Yeah, it can really change things
mm-hmm.
in a relationship.
Yeah, just admitting that maybe you're wrong about this. Maybe you're mistaken.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So you know, when you're thinking about any particular belief, I mean, again, this could be used for anything. But especially when it comes to things that you're finding challenging, whether it's an issue in a relationship mm-hmm. or an issue that you're trying to make decisions about personally, or just things that have introduced stress in your life. You know, it may be a great strategy to look for non-examples, look for mm-hmm. Situations where you're wrong.
Right.
Because if you can't find any situations or circumstances that disprove what you believe, that should reinforce your belief,
that's
which
right.
is great.
But don't be afraid to look for it.
Right.
You know, that's what bothers me, whether it's climate change or religion or whatever the topic is. Don't be afraid to look for disproof. Okay.
Yeah.
Because I mean, that's how you're going to get to some closer to some
exactly
certainty. No.
It just increases your confidence. It increases the
right.
validity of your belief.
So you might still be wrong.
Right.
But you're closer to making the decision.
Right.
Okay.
Absolutely. So.
Yeah.
All right.
Don't be afraid to admit that.
Yeah.
So I mean, that's what we do in science. That's what science is.
Right.
You're constantly disproving things.
Right.
You're not always looking for proof
mm-hmm.
because there is no ultimate proof.
Right.
You're looking for ways to disprove what you
right.
think.
Yeah, we even use this terminology in research, because when you set a hypothesis,
right.
you don't prove a hypothesis. The data support a hypothesis.
Right.
You can disprove a
right.
hypothesis.
Which is just as useful, or
right.
perhaps more useful.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
To find out, oh, this doesn't work.
Yeah.
And that's just as important.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I was talking to my research students about that last week, that, you know, sometimes we need to replicate studies, even studies that have been done multiple times. We need to do those same studies
right.
with a different population in a different place in a,
mm-hmm.
in a slightly different way to see if we get the same results.
Dude, that's right. Is it? Can we find the same thing over and over?
Can it be
if
replicated?
We find the same thing over and over and over again, we're closer to a truth.
Right.
Small t.
Yeah.
But we're constantly trying to disprove it. That's what we want to do. We want to disprove certain things.
Right. Yep.
To find out that we're wrong. Finding out that you're wrong is valuable.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, all right. So that's it for today. Lesson for the day. Try to prove yourself
right.
wrong today. Is that the lesson?
No.
Okay.
Admit that you might be.
Yes.
Right.
Yeah. Accept the fact that you could be.
Right.
And then, you know, seek support and seek those,
right.
those examples
be
and non-examples.
Kind, be kind to those around you.
Yes. Mm-hmm. All right. So until next time, stay happy, stay healthy, and forget to be afraid.